Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us this Thursday morning for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hey there, Bill.
How you doing, Omar?
Good, thanks. We've reached the NHL All-Star break. The Sabres are off until next Wednesday. The team was victorious in its last game, a 3-2 win over Ottawa on Tuesday, and goalie Robin Lehner got his first win as a Sabre against his former team. Despite winning just one of his four games since returning from injury, his overall play has been encouraging.
He's been very good, and I think it's a very limited sample size, but through four or five games here, he's been everything the Sabres had hoped as a number one goalie. I think when you consider that he missed more than 3 months with a high ankle sprain, which is the worst injury perhaps for a goalie, when you consider he had suffered a season-ending concussion last February and he had played half of one game in about 11 months, it's been remarkable how he's been able to come back and find a groove right away. And he was terrific on Tuesday, and that was a win he wanted badly. Just going back to Ottawa meant a lot to him. And he came up very, very big.
Jack Eichel has been terrific lately. He has 7 points in his last five games, including 2 goals the other night.
He's been dynamic at times, a true difference maker. And after Christmas, it really seemed like he had kind of turned a corner. He had that big game in Boston on December 26th, and he had kind of found a groove. But he had gone silent a little bit in recent weeks, and it looked like the grind of his first NHL season was catching up with him. But in the past week or so here, he's really found that next level that I think everyone was kind of waiting for, where he looks like a difference maker, where 3, 4, 5 times a game, he just makes a play that very few players in the league can make. He's really, truly become one of the Sabres' best players, a go-to guy, a guy, as a teenager, they're leaning on heavily. And it for him to do some of the things he's done just a few months into his career as a teenager is very remarkable. It'll be interesting to see how he comes out of the All-Star break, having about 4 or 5 days off, and if that freshens him up and he can build on this big stretch here.
A wild game Monday night against the New York Rangers. Buffalo came back to tie it in the third, but ultimately lost 6-3. It was good to see Zemgus Girgensson score twice in that game.
Yes, in the span of 1:13, Zemgus Girgensson scored as many goals as he had in the previous 31 games. And his dip this year is very surprising. You figure the next level for him would be maybe hitting 20 goals, 25 goals. He had a great year last year. He had 15 goals in 61 games. I think he had some trouble acclimating to Dan Bylsma's system. I think he was more comfortable when Ted Nolan kind of gave him free rein. I think it's been a tough few months for him to get used to having to play a system here. And he's been at center wing. He's been on all these different lines. But with Jack Eichel, he seems to have some chemistry. They played together before Zemgus missed a few games, and Dan Bylsma put them back together right away, and they do have a very strong chemistry, in my opinion.
Well, the Sabres have now played 50 games. They have 20 wins and 44 points. They had just 23 wins and 54 points all of last year. The team has certainly improved, but they do remain near the bottom of the standings. How do you see the rest of the season playing out?
As you say, the Sabres are so, so improved this year. Last year, they were just all-time bad. It was a year ago that they were going through that epic 14-game losing streak. And they've become a very odd team, in my opinion. They've won 5 out of their last 9 games, and 4 of those are strong road wins that they really gutted out. And you look at them, and they have the 8th-ranked power play, and their penalty kill has been in a groove. They've received strong goaltending almost the whole year, but they're 29th overall in the league, and no one expected them to be 29th. And I think these next 2.5 months are critical for their development as a team going forward. Sounds cliche, but laying the groundwork for the future. And this is, in many respects, the team they want to go forward with in the next few years here. And I think for them to finish strongly these final 2.5 months, it's just critical to their future.
Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.